The report looked at learning modes from September to April of last year. Several of Wisconsin's largest districts, which also serve more students of color, didn't bring students back face-to-face until April or May. Heather Dubois-Bournon is the executive director of the Wisconsin Public Education Network. She says instruction decisions follow years of disinvestment in schools with more marginalized students.
It is a history of making choices in this state that allow for have and have not with Black and Brown students, students who are English language learners, and students with disabilities consistently in the ones who lose out the most.
The report found that white students were nearly 13 percentage points more likely to start the school year in person than their peers of color. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.